Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman Team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, the Kelly Norman Team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on KSRO. You can check us out. What was that, the Munsters or something? That sounded like the haunted house theme, you know. But it's not October quite yet.
Not quite yet,
but give it a second. Anyway, good morning once again, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour. You can hear us any number of places, but here mainly on KSRO 1350, the news and talk of Sonoma County, but also 94.5 FM and 103.5 FM, either one of those. If you're in the south area of the county, Marin County, 94.5 will work, and everywhere else, 103.5 FM. So they're trying to go for the clarity of the sound. Because FM is so hip, man.
We want to hear everything you have to say.
Every darn thing.
Clear FM.
Yes. And you can also do what I do, and that's go online. I mean, I have most of my... I've fallen in love with Sirius XM Radio. I got to say that. But there's so much good stuff on there. But I listen to KSRO all the time in the morning. And if you want to get the local stuff in the county, local news, this is the station to listen to. When there's a flood, fire, who does everybody tune in? KSRO, because we usually have the word on. I remember last year, Allie and I were in here, and we had Melanie Morgan came in because we had the fire. Remember that one Sunday morning?
And, yeah.
Or one of the fires in Lake County.
Thing,
gosh, I know. I keep waiting for it to go up in a conflagration. But maybe they burnt everything that was burning up there, and now it's everything else is, you know, thinned out and everything else.
It's been a little calmer, huh?
It has been calmer.
Calmer.
It seems like the large part of the state. We had a rash of fires for about 2 weeks, and a big fire in Yosemite. So if you want to hear it locally, guys, this is the place to be. Also, KSRO.com is the place. Like I said, I listen to a lot of stuff online. You know what I found out, though, Joe? If you listen to the Giants and you go to 68 KMBR, they don't repeat the Giants games on the Internet. So you can't get them on the Internet. I know. I think they must have a contractual.
You mean the live broadcast.
The live broadcast, yeah.
It's definitely a... We couldn't...
Why is that?
It's definitely a contract.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it either when we were doing the Warriors. Our online feed
right.
was...
Right, they won't let you do it, huh?
Cannot,
yeah.
Yeah,
can
and they repeat it over and over again for 3 hours.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of a little not nice. But anyway, everywhere else, you can check us out. Our Facebook live video stream is on now, so if you want to check me out live and in person, I'm even dressed up for you. I have my Giants orange shirt on. I have my Giants. Here's my Giants
that
cup.
Orange is coming through shiny.
Shiny league. That's good. Nice. That's good. So you can go to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. If you go there, you'll be able to tune in with Facebook Live and like us if you would. We'd appreciate that. And hope you're having a great Sunday. Finally went to the fair. Went to the Hall of Flowers preview last week, which was kind of fun. And Greg Duncan always does a great job over there with his crew of builders. And it's a holiday theme. So when you walk in, the first thing you see is this huge Christmas tree. I know. Well, but it's a holiday theme, Joe. Come on.
We just went through a month where one of the TV stations was celebrating Christmas in July, and
what?
They had a month of Christmas.
Did they play the Christmas story? And
no,
I missed
that
it.
They did. You didn't miss
Jeez, how could I miss that?
No, you did.
I'll wait. We'll wait. We won't discuss the Christmas story until it's the right time, which is November.
We're getting close. You want me to play the Christmas?
No, let's not do that. We'll lose many listeners. Yeah. Enough, Mike. We get sick and tired of listening to it in December. But the, where were we? Oh, we went to the fair. Right? It's a holiday theme, so they have, but all these different holidays like, you know, Fat Tuesday, Valentine's Day, you know, think of Thanksgiving, but they're all the flowers are all set up, you know, and the arrangements are set up for that kind of a holiday. So it's kind of a neat presentation. So I did a little Facebook Live thing from there. So if you want to check that out, if you go to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, you'll see my first funnel cake that I had. I had to do a video of it to show Joe just what they look like. And it's strawberry jam with whipped cream in, and it's just that waffle thing. And I sat down.
So how long that thing lasts?
I thought I bought it, and I ran and sat there real quick because my wife was looking at the flowers across the way. And she went, "Oh, what do you got?" And she comes running over and starts biting on it and everything. And I'm one of those kind of people that don't share food. I mean, I buy food, you know, just go get your own food. Don't come in, you know, fries, I may give you some fries. But when it comes to, like, you know, funnel cakes,
funnel cake,
corn dog, you know, the other stuff. And I was listening to John Ash and Steve Garner there on their food show. They had their annual tasting of all the food out there at the fair. There's some good stuff. I mean, it usually is. Yeah, they have these super dogs out, Joe, the usual super dog I get, it's really big and thick. Now they have these ones that are like, I mean, they're a foot and a half, 2 feet long. It's kind of silly.
And how'd you do with that?
I ate it in record time. It was very good. I put a little mustard on it, you know, and it was fun. It was good. Anyway, so hopefully I get out to the fair. I actually won money at the fair this year at the races. That was kind of fun. I hit the last race, number 7. Not the last race. The last race I was there was number 7. I won on that, so that's cool. And we had my Rotary Club did our annual support the races kind of thing, and we did a sponsored race and went down and took a picture with the horse and all that good stuff. And it was a lot of fun. Anyway, so check out the fair. It's going to run for another week or two, I think, this is the first week, so another week. And the races are kind of screwed up. So try to get to the races, you know, now, because then they stuck with after the fair for the last week, which nobody's going to be going to.
It's a week. Yeah, it's a week after, right?
Yeah.
Shorter time this year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, so we're going to chat about numbers today because the numbers are in for the month of July, and this market, I'm still trying to figure it out. It's kind of a disconcerting because the sales numbers have dropped like a stone. I mean, like 21%. Off of last month, just came plummeting down. Here I was talking to Robert Digitale last month about we finally hit 501 sales. Yay! We haven't hit over 500 sales in like 2.5 years. And sure enough, we dropped from 512 all the way down to 402 sales. So a pretty tremendous drop, you know. And I figured, okay, what is that all about, you know? And then I was kind of looking at the numbers for some other categories. So we'll discuss that in a little more detail. Plus, we'll discuss just any number of things that are on your mind. If you want to give us a call and chat with us, we can do that. But we're going to talk about rent versus zoning, you know, and what we should be telling first-time home buyers, why they should be in this marketplace, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And some, you know, the buildings that are going on, and there's some new communities. And the guy that's doing those apartments down by the West End wants to increase his density. So, you know, we're going to start seeing that. We're going to start seeing, you know, more and more people wanting higher and higher densities simply because, you know, the city has stated, yes, we will look at that. The state law is, you know, gives you a huge density bonus, but the city has a different limitation. But I think with the pressure, you know, on affordable housing, you're going to start seeing more and more of that. Ali posted a little blog on her Facebook page about what they're doing in Roner Park. But, you know, Roner Park, there was a time when you built new construction, you actually got a break on the price. Well, we're not seeing that anymore. We're going to come back and discuss all of that when we return. Give us a call, if you will, at 636-1350, 636-1350. We're going to take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. Got an open house today. We'll talk about some other properties when I return, right back after these words.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour, mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The Joe Pags Show.
What is the story with these freaking leaks? I mean,
I know.
Can't we at all stop these leaks? They are illegal. It is against the law for this to continue to happen. And I guess a further question I have is, why do the Washington Post and New York Times keep on printing what's being leaked? Can they really verify that they're real?
Early evening, 6 to 9, here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO. The Laura Ingraham Show.
Don't you love the media response to merit-based immigration? You know, because they never have to worry about their lousy jobs getting replaced.
No.
It basically puts forward a few simple ideas to correct our approach to legal immigration.
Weekdays 9 to noon on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning once again, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour, and we're heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, your local broadcast with all the good news for you and everything, and all the bad news, obviously. So the good news is we're on a roll. We won. Pablo's back. We won, Joe.
1-0 with Pablo.
1-0 with Pablo. Yeah. That should be a slogan.
we'll be
1-0 with Pablo.
Well, yeah. That's right. And my son pointed out they won the last two games with Pablo. Of course, the one before that was Game 7 of the World Series. And
there you go.
Better times then.
Yeah, he's on a roll, you know. Yeah. So open house today. Come out and see me. I'm going to be out at a property that Allison and I have listed in Bennett Valley, in the heart of Bennett Valley, versus the kidney of Bennett Valley. Anyway. Brother, boy, you're really reaching, Kelly.
Keep your day job.
Yes, thank you very much. Bada boom. Page R18 of the Press Democrat today. Come out and see me. I'll be at 4335 LaGuardia Lane. And, we had a meeting with our clients, and we're kind of looking at the property. We're going to be doing some more reports, getting some issues taken care of. So come out and take a look at it. The price is $829. It's on an acre and a half. And literally, you could probably say it is the heart of Bennett Valley. It's just off Sonoma Mountain Road, maybe a mile off the corner of Bennett Valley and Sonoma Mountain Road. Single of a house, you guys. So I know a lot of you retired baby boomers, but a whole bunch of folks are thinking about, well, if I'm going to buy a place, I'm going to age into that place. And what better way to do it than initially buying a single family house, which I did many years ago, which my wife and I enjoy having, versus Allison, who bought a two-story house. Now she's going, I wish I had one level house. But that's the thing about, and that's what they're doing out there in Werner Park. You know, they're doing a lot of two-story houses, and they're little tiny lots. And they have these common shared driveways. So we'll get into that later on, but I'm not too thrilled with their designs. And they're kind of butt ugly, too. But that's the opinion of Mike Kelly, not that of anybody else in the universe, okay? So, or organizations. But I'll be out, like I said, today, 1 to 4 o'clock. Come out and see me, 4335 LaGuardia. House is just over about 1,600 square feet. Three bedrooms, two baths. brand new redwood deck we just had literally put in 3 weeks ago. All usable land, and there's only like five houses on this La Grande Lane, so it's, you know, it's very quiet and peaceful. And I was sitting on the deck at the last open house, going, "Wow, this is really quiet out here." You know, you hear a, you know, occasional hawk, you know, screeching by and all that kind of stuff, but no, you know, jet over, what do you call them, drifting over your head like most of Windsor is. And all that kind of good stuff. But nice little property. Come out and see me. I'll be there, like I said, 1 to 4 o'clock today. And then a number of things going on. New listings coming up. Allie and I are going to have a property in Rincon Valley. And that's going to be probably in the low fives. 3 and 2. Good size house, about 1,600 square feet, and it's got a really great size lot, RV, boat, parking. That should be on the market probably in a couple of weeks, so we'll have that. And then I listed 50 mini storage units with a really nice little house on it, plus a mobile home up in Lakeport. And this is good referral from a friend of mine at the Exchange Bank. And the property itself is about 5 minutes north of Lakeport. They're all rented out, all the units except for two, so very, you know, low vacancy factor. The mobile home and the house have been rented out for years to the same folks. So, you know, very little turnover in the development. There's one guy that has like 7 units that he's had for 20 years. So a lot of people, long-term, you know, storage tenants up there. And it's right across from the lake. Like I said, 5 minutes from Lakeport itself. It would make a great little cash cow. Kicks out about $61,000 a year in gross income. The expenses are pretty minimal because, you know, it's like they're storage units. So it's not like they're apartments where you have to, you know, when people move out, clean all this kind of stuff and paint and all these things. And a lot less management hassles, no noisy neighbors, you know, none of this crazy stuff you have when you have units as a rental, no major upkeeps, you know, people calling you in the middle of the night because the plumbing's not working. There's no plumbing in many units, so you've got to worry about that. But she rents them, my client, from her house here in Santa Rosa, and it's very low-key. The asking price for these 50 units plus the house and the mobile home is $629. So we got it priced. We feel very well. We're getting a lot of activity on it. Like I said, it's just right across from the lake, in about 5 minutes north of Lakeport. Good looking units. I've got them on LoopNet, so if you wish to see them, you could go to LoopNet. Also, I think they're on Barris in the commercial section, but you could see it there also. But if you go to LoopNet and search for 4655 Lakeshore Boulevard, 4655 Lakeshore Boulevard, 629. You'll find them. Or you just Google it, you'll find it too. I took a video of both sides of the complex. It's basically, you drive up this driveway and the mini units are on either side. And they have a good, you know, varied group size of the units. They have a couple of big ones, and then there are, you know, a lot of them are 12 by 20, this kind of thing. So a good mix of units, so you can appeal to, you know, a good tenant base by having these. And, you know, how she runs it pretty much is the vacant unit, she leaves the lock off the door, so you just go up and look at it and check it out. If you like it, you call her, everything is done over the phone, and bingo, you bring your own lock and you've got your unit. So if you want a really inexpensive way, you know, to have an investment that has stability, good long-term tenants, and good income, $61,000 gross, this could be, you know, the way to go. We have a lot of people that are asking, simply, you know, that live in Santa Rosa, that are saying, what will it take to run that? I said, well, it depends on how you conduct your business. But currently, right now, the way she's managing it, it's a very simple operation for her. And like I said, long-term tenants, they've been up there forever. And they're good-looking little units, too. So its price is $629. If you want to see it, give me a call anytime, 707 707-322-8503. Once again, 707-322-8503. And you can always, you know, try nodumbquestion@gmail.com. That's the way to get a hold of us for any questions you may have, nodumbquestion@gmail.com. Also have a property coming up soon in Lakewood Hills, and it is a really interesting property. It's on the lake itself. They rarely come on the lake. The last one that was on the lake sold for $1,350,000. This is going to be right around $1 million in, you know, it's about 2,500 square feet, a single level in Lakewood Hills, which is very, very, you know, hard to find. So stay tuned for that also. And then I have a property maybe coming up, and we'll talk about that a little later, up in Northwoods, which has been a rental forever, vacation rental. So that would be a great, great thing to, for somebody to look at. And we haven't determined the price on that yet, but we're still fooling with that. You know, a lot of stuff popping, a lot of things happening. So, you know, Allie and I are on it. You know, she's been taking care of her daughter, and we all know that, you know, her daughter Stephanie is working through a brain tumor. And she's going to start her chemotherapy, I think. No, excuse me, her radiation in a couple of weeks, I think. She has to get fitted for a mask and all this kind of stuff. And poor kid, you know, she's 24 years old, and Allie's a little girl and a sweetie. And, you know, she had cancer last year. She had colon cancer, the poor thing. We thought she was done with that. And then here she being, she gets a brain tumor. And they've looked at it, and it's a class 2, so it's pretty treatable. So they're looking forward to, you know, getting her taken care of. It'll be 6 weeks. So Allison's kind of laying low. She's still trying to do some business, but she's got to take care of her little baby girl, and she's doing that very well. So there's also a GoFundMe page for them. If you go to her daughter's Facebook page, her daughter is Michelle Lewis. Can you pull it up over there? And because we'll put it on the blog also. We've done it before. So if you go to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, that's our blog. You'll see it's on there. I'm sure it's on Allie's Facebook page, Allison Norman Facebook page. Any number of ways. If you want to contribute and help Allie out, her daughter was, you know, just got a new job at the Exchange Bank and everything was starting to work for her. Then this happened. So, you know, so she'll be. It's going to take the process is going to be pretty daunting in 6 weeks, and it's radiation, which is just no fun. So if you have any wherewithal to maybe help her out, they would vastly appreciate it. So it's a GoFundMe page, and if you go to, I think Michelle Lewis on Facebook, her daughter's a fabulous photographer, her elder daughter who has all the grandchildren. That's Michelle. So anyway, so she, what's that?
She wrote up. That's her.
Okay. Did you find it?
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah, I did find it. So I'm looking for her page.
For whose page?
Well, the
GoFundMe page? Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure Michelle's got that post there. So anyway, so if you can help Allison's daughter out, I'm sure Allie would definitely appreciate it. Okay. So getting to the numbers now, we got a couple of minutes before I get to that. And, oh, by the way, I can't forget the ranch I have on Barnes Road. If I did, Ron would kill me, the owner. 4048 Barnes Road, right next to the Ferrari Carano Vineyards, which they also own John Ash right there. And so they have bought this beautiful 80-acre parcel of vines. This property is about 8.25 acres, 5.5 acres of Pinot Noir, which is, as anybody in the wine industry knows, it's the hottest grape probably around. He can sell it all day long, but he sells to Duckhorn Vineyards and also Gunlet Bunju. So they're the main purchasers of his crop, and he's got a bumper crop coming in this year too. So that price on that is $1,890,000. And if you wish to see that, you can also use the same numbers. Give me a call, 322-8503. We can get you into that. That property is all of a land, all usable, beautiful house with a great room concept, all those good things. So $1,890,000 for that property. So we're going to take a break, come back, and talk about the July numbers and see how they look when we return with the Real Estate Hour.
FM FM News Talk Radio. North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
President Trump has ordered the Justice Department to investigate Hillary Clinton. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein in the past hours says he can only say that the president has not ordered investigations of any individuals. Rosenstein adds that that is not the way the department operates. He says there is a ramped-up effort to find government leakers of info to the media.
We've had a surge in referrals to the department, and we're responding appropriately. We're going to devote more resources, reevaluate our procedures, and make sure we investigate every one of those leaks in an appropriate way.
Deputy AG on Fox News Sunday. Bipartisan efforts going on to protect the special counsel in the Russia investigation. The Senate bill would add a layer of review to make it harder for any president to get such an investigator fired. Also, just in past hours, Vice President Mike Pence issuing a statement that a New York Times report is offensive and categorically false. The report saying Pence is considering a presidential run in 2020. A big Southeast Asian conference going on in Manila. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The Joe Pags Show.
The General Accounting Office said today that damage, theft, vandalism, and pranks did occur in the White House complex in the presidential transition from Bill Clinton to George W. Bush. The agency put the cost at $13,000 to $14,000, including $4,850 to replace computer keyboards, many with damaged or missing W keys.
Early evening, 6 to 9, here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Warm temperatures with a few clouds to start your week. Today is sunny at 79, 62 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 53, 52 on the shores. A few clouds for Monday at 81, 65 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, mostly sunny at 82, 68 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning once again. Mike Kelly is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 94.5 FM, 103.5 FM. Whew.
I did
pretty fast now. KSRO.com also, and then you can go, if you want to see what I look like live, I even dressed up for you guys. I have my orange giant shirt, and I have my orange cup here. Facebook Live video feed, go to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, and you can see us there. Joe can't get it on the computer, but I see people watching on my phone. So hopefully you'll be able to see us. Open house today, page R18 of the Press Democrat. Check it out, please. Price is $829.9, three-bedroom, two-bath. In the heart of Bennett Valley. Sorry, Facebook people. See, when you're on Facebook Live, you get all this stuff. There's no filtering. So, but in the heart of Bennett Valley, we'll all be open to 1 to 4, 4335 La Grande Lane. Come out and see me, 4335 La Grande Lane, single level home, right in the heart of Bennett Valley, just off Sonoma Mountain Road. Now, look at the numbers. So, we finally got over 500 sales last month, and I remember talking to Robert Digitale, and when I spoke with him, it was like 500, then I went to 501, then eventually topped off at about 512 sales for the month, which was good. We hadn't seen that amount of sales in quite a while, and you know, and the reason we track all these numbers, guys, is to see just what the heck the market's doing. You know, and then it throws, you know, curves at you. Here we are. This is prime time. This is when we should be selling, you know, most of the homes we do for the year. We usually sell, you know, June, July, and August, and then in October and September, September and October. But, you know, the sales has dropped like a stone for some reason. And, you know, you kind of figure out, okay, what's with that? You know, and it was just kind of like, you know, we felt it was just kind of dead all over. But a lot of people were gone. Maybe, you know, a lot of holidays kicked in and all this kind of stuff because the sales dropped from 512 all the way down to 402 in 1 month. Just ba-wham. And that's a, just, you know, that's about 21.5, 22%. You know, year over year, you know, they were down also, but the numbers, you know, between they were down like 13% year over year, which is bad enough. But then you look at the drop, that precipitous, you know, drop from June sales to July. And so I'm looking at them kind of, holy Toledo, what the heck's going on with that? Then I look at the under contracts. Now, those are, you know, when we look at properties, when we do a market analysis for you, you know, we have any number of categories that we can, you know, check to do the market analysis. And right now for sales, I'm only going back, you know, 3 months. Unless it's a property where I just can't find anything, then I'll go to 6 months, then I'll even go to a year because I'm trying to find some comps, trying to get a basis for your property where I can figure out just what the heck it's, you know, the value is today, especially if it's kind of an odd duck property. But for most, you know, properties, you know, in neighborhoods, we go back like 3 months because kind of that's where the action is. If you go back any more than 3 months, I think you're in a different type of market. You know, now we'll probably have to go back 4 months because we had this anomaly which happened in July with sales. But, you know, when you look at the under contracts, it's the highest it's been in 2 years. I mean, it's way up there. There's like 536 properties currently in escrow or under contract, as it say, which is, you know, 22% more. That is a big, big, big number. And it's a pretty dramatic number when you look at the last, you know, if you start going out the last 3 months, you know, how that's increased. And, you know, it's really shot up. So, you know, it's good to see that that number is what it is. And it's been kind of marching steadily forward. However, when you look at, you know, the big months we had, May we had 488 that were under contract. And then June, boom, we hit those 512 sales. So I'm kind of going, well, heck, you know, if that's the case, then, you know, August is going to be gangbusters because right now we have 536 under contract. And so we should hopefully get back to our 500 plus sales. So it just could be, you know, a little, you know, hiccup in the marketplace, people on vacation, you know, you can kind of tell there was a general malaise, you know, but overall, you know, we're still getting, you know, newer listings, but, you know, and that's kind of cool. The new listings are up 12%. And that's probably indicative of simply because of the dearth of sales we had last month, because we're actually able to keep, you know, coming on. So that's good to see that. But, you know, the sold properties, though, that was a huge drop. You know, when you look at active listings, we're just right around 800 active listings. So it's one of those markets where we just can't seem to get people to get their houses on the market. What's with you people? Come on, put those houses on the market. We got to get this market moving along. You know, you can't have affordability if you don't have any listings. So, you know, you got to, because, you know, and that's kind of true because the medium home price went up 12%. It's now at 645. So we're kind of in record territory again. And that's simply driven by the lack of sales, guys. You know, if you only have 402 sales, you know, you're just, and those are kind of the upper end stuff, because when you look at the marketplace and what's really selling, you know, it's really the probably mid to upper tier, which are moving right along. We'll talk about that a little later on also. But so when you look at the numbers, you know, they're okay. You know, the days on the market is 44 days in Sonoma County now, 44 days. Mint supply of inventory, 1.5 months supply of inventory. Now, remember, we talked about this before. We should do a quiz, but we don't have anything to give away, but we can't do a quiz. But the normal market is 4 to 6 months. That's usually the amount of inventory you have that's considered normal or a balanced market, 4 to 6 month supply. If you get over 6 months, you have a buyer's market. We haven't seen one of those in many, many, many years. Matter of fact, I can't remember the last time we had a buyer's market. When the heck was that? It was probably back in, the early 90s. it's been a while. Probably throughout the 90s we were kind of balanced, I think. Then, you know, we hit 98, 99, and things started getting tighter and tighter and tighter. But it's been a long time since we had a good buyer's market. Obviously, after the crash, you know, for about 2 years, and then we had the REO market come along, and that became, that got to be a pretty big seller's or buyer's market. Or seller's market, excuse me. So, but the average days on the market, like I said, you know, is 44 days, month supply 1.5. Under 4 months, that's a seller's market. So now we are under 2 months. We only have 1.5 months. In certain areas around Sonoma County, Santa Rosa, parts of Petaluma, it's below that. So we have a very little inventory. I had a property we just put in escrow last week in Werner Park. There were like 24 houses, I think, available in Werner Park. That was it. And that's not the new stuff they have coming on the market. So you kind of wonder, what if that new stuff is really affecting the sales to Murder Park? You know, I mean, eventually we'll have, you know, a lot more product to sell for resales, but that probably won't be for at least 5 or 6 or 7 years. I mean, that whole project is a pretty much a long-term build. When you look at Marin County and you look at Napa County, it's kind of the same all over. You know, the lack of inventory is the same pretty much everywhere except for Napa, which has, you know, about a 4 to, you know, the right now about 3 months supply of inventory. You know, in Marvelous Marin, you know, it's really shrunk down there too. Same thing, a very little supply of inventory. And then you look at the median home price in Napa, it's gone up about 10%. It's right now it's about $700,000 in Napa. In lovely Marin County, $1.2 million is the median home price. The median home price, guys. Our median home price is $645,000, Joe. In Marin County, it's $1.2 million. So not quite double.
What a border could do.
Yes. What does 40 minutes mean to you, right? But, you know, I was looking at this. There's a great, I think it's a Chronicle or the Examiner puts out this real estate, I don't know if it's a newsletter, but it's called Curbed, C-U-R-B-E-D. But they will say what $2,500 a month gets you as far as rent is concerned. Now, $2,500 here in Sonoma County will get you a decent little, you know, 2-3-bedroom house. 300 square feet. 300 to 500 square feet. That was the max. And they had like 4 examples of these properties. And it was like tiny. I mean, 300 square feet, guys, that's 10 by 30. You know, that ain't much. You know, that's not very wide either, you know, 10 feet wide. But they're the little tiny, and he actually was a one-bedroom, too. So that's got to be, you know, real tiny. I remember we had folks in Guerneville who owned a house about 6 doors down from us. And it was kind of a novel house, too, because they had a redwood tree that was growing right through the middle of the house, right? And the redwood tree actually went through one of the bedrooms. And I saw the place about 2 years ago, and now you open the door, and all you see is the redwood tree, because they've had to keep cutting the floor around to allow this redwood tree to grow. You know, and now this redwood tree is pretty much taking the entire bedroom. So it's just, you just have a door, you open it up, and there's a redwood tree. But I mean, not that bedroom was any small. I mean, smaller than what you're getting, but 300 square feet for $2,500 a month. You know, and some of these are just pretty amazing. So we're not quite there yet, guys. But, you know, when you have those kind of influences in your general area, you know, that sucking sound you hear is, you know, our area drawing in all the people who do want to pay $2,500 a month to have a 300-square-foot apartment. All right, they can come up here and get a very nice house and buy that for $2,500 a month. So, you know, it's all relative, but that's why you see these prices. And we'll come back and talk about what's going on the upper end and how the segments are shaken out. But we'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. And give us a call if you want, 636-1350. 636-1350, right back after these words.
Windsor hears FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California, 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
And if that's the best they have, I'm like, Trump's great. These are great transcripts. I have no problem what he said to either the Australian Prime Minister or the Mexican President. To me, all of it made perfect sense. He basically says, look, we got this wall. It's a nightmare for you. I get it. We'll figure out, we'll work it out, how we get the thing paid for it. But stop talking about it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on FM News Talk Radio. 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO. The Joe Pags Show.
What is the story with these freaking leaks? I mean,
I know.
Can't we at all stop these leaks? They are illegal. It is against the law for this to continue to happen. And I guess a further question I have is, why do the Washington Post and New York Times keep on printing what's being leaked? Can they really verify that they're real?
Early evening, 6 to 9, here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We're back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour. We're talking about some numbers here. We remind you of an open house I'm having today, 4335 La Grande Lane out there in the heart of Venta Valley. Come out and see me. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. Price is $829.9, acre and a half. Nice single-level, three-bedroom, two-bath home. I'll be out there 1 to 4 o'clock. Come out and say howdy, Mike. It's not going to be as hot today. It's going to be nice. So it's nice and cool. The last 2 days have been nice and cool. Kind of typical fair weather. Did you see all the naked ladies running around?
All the who?
Naked ladies?
No.
You see the naked ladies?
No.
It's August. Naked ladies pop up all over the place.
Oh, got it. Yeah. All right. I was thinking over there.
The flowers, Joe. The flowers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They are popping up, aren't they?
Yeah. It's August. You can tell. Like a little, just
for
like,
2 days there, we were like the southeast. But as far as mug.
You think it was that muggy?
It was a little bit. I could feel it, and I don't want to feel that here.
Well, yeah, but my wife was going, oh, it's so muggy outside. I go, no, it's not. It was blowing. It was cool. I didn't think it was that.
Well, on a scale of 0 to 10, it probably rated about a 2.
Yeah, like a 2. Like, yeah. You know, was it? Hey, Durf, it wasn't muggy, was it? Durf's going by.
What's
it? It wasn't muggy the last 3 or 4 days, right?
It was a little muggy.
Okay, we have a little muggy. Yes, we all said a little muggy.
That's what a 2 is.
That's the voice of Durf, our voiceover guy. So it's a little muggy. So like maybe a 2. I mean, you don't know what muggy is until you go to Georgia for 4th of July. I mean, I did that. And it's like, holy man, you cannot believe. How do people stand themselves in the South?
I don't. I remember going to this Monday night football game in New Orleans. And I always wonder why a Fairweather city would have a dome. I walked into that dome and I said, I hope this is the longest game in the history of sports.
Well, they say, in Fulton County Stadium, where Atlanta used to play, the Braves used to play, they say when you're a rookie, never run around the bases for a night game with your mouth open. Because you suck in almost every insect known to mankind. It's hovering out there, one of those lights and everything. Anyway, okay, let's say nice and cool. Let's stay here. I'm getting muggy just thinking about it. So, excuse me. So we're talking about the numbers, and they're kind of a mixed bag. Medium home price is now $645, and you go, wow, our prices keep shooting up there. Well, that's kind of, the reason we have such low inventory, and one of the side effects of that is the increase in medium home price. Because once you get some inventory, that starts coming down because you have sales that are more scattered through the price points. And I thought I had written down on the back of this thing the price points by segment, but it's not too hard for me to think about it because I pretty much got it memorized. Anything up to like 500,000 is like a endangered species. They have shrunk dramatically over the course of a year, let alone the last 5 years. And obviously, that's simply because of our increase in medium home price. The action is $5 to $750, $750 to $1 million, then over $1 million. And those are all double digit increases as far as, those sales and those price segments, simply because, the way the market is and our prices and scarcity of product up here is really driving the sales plus the affordability we have for those coming from other areas, not so much from our area. If you're trying to buy a home here in Sonoma County, you're going, this is, for a lot of people, unattainable. But if you're trying to buy a home in San Francisco, Silicon Valley, the Peninsula, the East Bay, you come to Sonoma County and you go, man, the promised land is right here, And a lot of people are taking advantage of those prices. And a lot of people are buying rental properties up here. A lot of people are buying secondary homes for vacation rentals. We're seeing a lot of that. It's really interesting, Joe, in Australia, the Chinese are buying homes in Australia, but they're not renting them out. So now they're starting to get a housing crisis. They're getting a housing crisis because the Chinese are buying. They don't get rent. They don't understand rent. They understand I'm buying an asset. Why would I want to do anything to diminish that asset? Which would mean sticking a renter in there, right? The wear and tear and all this kind of stuff. So they don't rent them out. They sit there and they buy them up and they're vacant. And I was reading, where did I read? There's a move underfoot. And it basically, I think it was, well, there was one city that passed this, and I can't think of the name of the city, where they actually have a ban on buying, any foreign person buying property. And that you can't buy if you're, a foreign buyer in that community, because they're finding out what's happening is that they're doing exactly that. They're buying property and not renting it out, because their thinking is, okay, I bought this brand new beautiful home. Why in the heck would I want to stick a tenant in there? Anybody's going to get it all dirty and do wear and tear on it. It's like, if you bought like a beautiful 54 Corvette, Joe, and you wrapped it up in saran wrap and you stuck it in your garage, and here you come out, 50, 60 years later, and there she is. She's also pristine, so that's kind of what they think about rental properties. They're not rental properties. They're just simply buying an asset. So we're seeing not quite that, but we are starting to see a little bit of it in people buying properties, not renting them out, which is the last thing we really need. It's bad enough that, a lot of folks can't afford to buy here, but when they're buying here, then they don't put it on the rental market. Man, it's a double whammy. So, they've pretty much aced a local buyer out of the marketplace. You know, the money is here, granted, it stays here locally, but it eventually will leave. And the worst thing about that is it takes a, you know, viable rental, you know, property off the market. You know, which is, you know, it's for you and I, we go, well, that's a non-performing asset. And they're going, no, it's not. It's a nice, preserved, well-kept asset. That's the way the Chinese look at it. Because, you know, in the Chinese, they don't pay rent. So, you know, that's a different community over there. Anyway, so we're seeing a lot of that. And, you know, that sound you hear all the time, that sucking sound, is people just being drawn into this area because of our affordability. And, you know, you can see that reflected in our prices, obviously. So the segments that are really doing well are obviously anything over 500,000, 750 to a million is doing very well. In our realtor breakfast we have on Tuesdays, you know, all you hear about, I have buyers coming in for $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. One gal got up and said, I have buyers up to $45 million, but really there's no cap. Now, those are my kind of buyers, okay, $45 million. What do you buy for $45 million bucks here in Sonoma County, Joe, besides half the county? You could be that has to be like, what, you were going to say something?
I was going to say.
That's the town of Corbinville, I think. You know?
No, I was going to say Sonoma County, but maybe two good Warrior tickets.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's probably what they would cost. Or you could sponsor a stadium for $45 million, you know, holy Toledo, right? But obviously, they're vineyard properties and winery estate properties, and they're out there, but they rarely come out of the market. It's something you have to find out about and you know, kind of do your own homework and know a friend of a friend of a friend who's thinking about selling, and then you get a hold of them and you try to put the deal together. But we're seeing a lot of that, too. So, you know, like I said, there's a lot of wealth in this county, and it's reflective of the prices. Okay, so just stay tuned. We'll see what happens in this month, see if the sales take off. We have a whole bunch under contract, like I said, and we'll see what's going on with that. So, looking at the there was an article that Allie posted on her Facebook blog about the, you know, the Roanoke Park homes and how many they're building there, and you know, I've kind of got a mixed thoughts about it. It's good that we finally have some new construction, and they're going to be really high density down there. They have what they call these common driveways. It was really interesting. I went down to market a property I had in Hacienda, which we put in escrow. And last time I was there, the city manager was speaking. I go this time, and the city manager is speaking. So it was kind of interesting to see. And he's a real sharp guy. But the thing about those units, all those new homes they're building, they're all what they call a mellow roost. So that basically means there's a tax assessment on top of the property taxes you're already paying. And a lot of that has to do with the improvement. So, you know, the developers who are building all that got the city to allow mellow roosts. So now the consumer is going to be paying not only their property taxes, but they're also going to be paying, you know, an assessment on top of the property taxes. So, you know, and that's your choice to do if you wish to get into that area. I think it's a good use of the space as far as density is concerned. You know, they really need to get up there, but we'll see if it shakes out. I mean, right now, what I see there, it doesn't look that great to me. You know, there's a much, much better designs they could use, in my opinion. But what do I know? Like I said, that's my opinion. But so next week, come out and see me this week. Actually, see me today. I'll be at 4335 La Grande Lane. Price is $829.9. Come out and see me. And I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. And next week, we'll chat about maybe the $1 million report and see how the $1 million properties are doing. They're doing very well. Thank you all. So we'll come back next week with the Real Estate RM, Mike Kelly. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Join Mike and Allison every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Call in and ask your questions direct. And don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com.
Then listen to the Kelly Norman team on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1350 KSIRO.